hair salon that treats lice infestations. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Finding live bugs and tiny eggs in your hair is a shocker. And treating head lice is not a whole lot of fun either. Many head lice treatments involve pesticides. But one Michigan woman has created a business that gets rid of lice without the pesticides. Kyle Norris has more.
A couple of years ago, Sarah Casella-Reese's head started really itching. That's when she looked in her hair and she saw things moving. Then she looked at her son's head.
And he was terribly infested. I mean, he just had a zoo of lice, you know, crawling all over his head.
Casella-Reese had no experience with head lice, so she didn't know what to do. Plus, her hair is thick and curly, and she felt there was no one she could turn to help treat her hair. Casella-Reese says that's when her personal hell began.
I was desperate, and it was horrible. So at that point, I thought, well, maybe I could start a business that would help other families with this dilemma.
And that's what she's done. Her business is called Rapunzel's Lice Boutique. It's a hair salon in Ann Arbor that treats head lice, and all treatments are pesticide-free. Today, the Shaw family children are at Rapunzel's for a follow-up treatment.
Let's trade spots. You can get down, buddy.
When Debbie Shaw first spotted head lice in her kid's hair, she ran out and bought an over-the-counter product. But she wasn't happy with it because she says she knew it contained pesticides, and she says it didn't work. So she likes the fact that Rapunzel's does not use pesticides.
I try to be as natural as possible. I'm not against medications and so forth, but the minimum is better. I don't like to put foreign stuff in my children's body or on their body.
So if you get treated at Rapunzel's, you actually come for three visits. And that's because lice are a double whammy. You've got the insects, lice, that suck blood from the scalp. And then you have their eggs, known as nits. The nits attach to the hair with a strong glue, and that makes it tough to remove the nits. At Rapunzel's, they spray your hair with natural enzymes, which loosen the glue. Then the staff pick out the lice and nits. And last, they squirt a non-toxic silicone oil called dimethicone onto the hair to kill any remaining creatures. That's how they treat lice at Rapunzel's. At the store, the two most common pesticides in lice products are permethrin and pyrethrum. Dr. Barbara Frankowski is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. She says those two chemicals found in lice treatments are safe.
They have a really good track record. They've been around for a long time, and they're relatively easy to use. You do have to follow the directions carefully.
But Frankowski says lice are developing resistance to some of these products, so they're not as effective. Other scientists take a more cautious approach. Sonia Lunder is a senior analyst at Environmental Working Group. She says these pesticides are potent chemicals typically used in agriculture, but in this case, they're used on children's heads.
I would worry that with a child, their body systems are much smaller, they're developing rapidly, that the chemicals could be misapplied, and that this is the potent nervous system toxicant.
Both experts say it's crucial to follow the exact directions for any lice treatment product. And they say an additional technique, like removing lice by hand, is also key, because many products only kill live lice, not the nits. So there are lots of options, and it can be hard to know what to do. Rapunzel's Lice Boutique owner, Sarah Casella-Reese, says many of her clients come to her as a last resort. And her clients seem to appreciate the help, like 10-year-old Olivia Shaw.
When you think about you're in a lice place, it's kind of weird. And when I found out I had lice, I started to cry because I was like, no, I can't have lice. But when you get done, you're like, yes.
In fact, plenty of young clients have covered the walls of Rapunzel's with their thank you letters and drawings of lice. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
You can check out an audio slideshow of one family's visit to the Lice Boutique on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.